Hello and welcome back to the Heart Song Yoga Podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are proposing a change, which we will talk a little bit more about at the end. So stay tuned for that. But in the spirit of changes coming up to the Heart Song Yoga Podcast, we thought we might talk a little bit about change and, adapting and staying flexible, but also not losing sight of your goals in the process. I feel is really important. Like, I've sort of had to rejig a lot of my plans for the year lately, and staying on track and staying accountable but also still being flexible and letting things shift is quite a tricky thing to balance.
It is, and change is like the one constant, so we want to be able to remain open and curious to new ideas, but keep the foundations that many of us have worked long and hard to put in place, if you like. So it's like you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater when you're embracing change in your life.
And so this could be a change in like your lifestyle, like diet or fitness, or exercise regime, yoga practices. It could be work things. It could be a hobby that you're trying to work on or achieve goals with. But it's a tricky thing to balance, in terms of, especially when it's a hobby as well, I find, of like, you sort of want goals and to achieve stuff, but it's meant to be fun and not stressful. So it's like, how do you kind of manage that?
Yeah.
We've been talking a bit also about accountability in a yoga practice, in terms of, how do you, especially if you can't make it to a class. So lots of people find that they can stay accountable in their yoga practice if they're going to a class every week. So at the end of the term, the common refrain is, oh, term's over, and the people walk out going, oh, well, I'll practice every day. And then 2 weeks later they come back stiff and sore and haven't done any yoga since the end of the term. You just don't keep doing it. And you need that. And so it's the class. It's that social element of accountability of, everyone else is going to go, so I'll go. Or maybe it's a financial thing. You paid for the class, so you go. Or it's just having it in your diary and knowing that someone else is expecting you to be there.
Yeah, and that was even the case when I was working only online during the time when most people were only online. Even that was a form of accountability, because people still sort of paid for their series of classes and was like, oh, well, because we're all meeting, we're not in person, but we actually do know who's there. And so that form of accountability stayed. Whereas if you are doing it on your own or you're subscribed to an online platform, then no one really knows how many times you jump in and out and what you're doing at all. So there is that aspect. And it's about, I suppose, really honouring and being clear about where you're going and what you want to be the best version of yourself, and what do you need to put in place to support that.
Yeah.
And I think accountable to yourself.
Some social accountability there is what makes a big difference. It's like, even if it's just a group of friends where you check in.
And have a discussion about.
Somewhere where, and you might not do it every day. It might not be as strict as if you were going to a class on a weekly or a daily basis or whatever, but it's just somewhere where you have that check-in, like sort of find that community, even if it is a text group, text chat or something, somewhere. And if you don't hear from someone for a while, you're like, hey, Sue, what's going on,
And that's interesting and that's change. See, it's like, how do we embrace these new ways of accountability? For example, that it's like, then it might be that you need to open your mind to learn just a new platform to be on, so that you can get that feedback and not let, oh, that's too hard, it didn't work the first time, or I had a glitch the first time. No, that's too hard, I'm not doing it. Sometimes we have to push through those resistances just to discover new things, and they could then provide a source of what you've been looking for to move you to the next step. So it's like, I suppose it's having the groundedness and strength to know what to push through and to know when to surrender and just let the flow happen.
Yeah.
Because it's very easy to say, oh, well, it wasn't meant to be. I did two clicks and it didn't work, so it wasn't meant to be. Yeah. And, sometimes that's a bit of a cop-out.
I think so. Just got too hard, or, you know, weeks go by and you don't check in. And because I'm in a few groups, mostly for my writing and sort of other work and so on, where it's an online play. It's an online, like either a Facebook group or a Discord channel or a forum in an accountability sort of platform. And it's on you. It is like, you know, like, yes, people are going to ask after you, but you still have to open the app to get that notification. So and at some point, if you're not doing that, well, you know, you might have to kind of take a little bit of a moment to step back and go, this is really, I'm not looking after myself by, you know, it's not easy because these people are not just at the studio when I drive down there, but there are other ways of connecting.
There is. And I think we do have to engage with life, and it's constantly changing. The world we live in is constantly changing. If you think back to the last five years, 10 years, what was available? Mm. Look at mobile phone usage. I mean, who would have thought we would have been walking around with a pocket computer that does everything? We do all our banking, we do our emails, we engage with all sorts of things on this tiny little handheld device. And look how that change, you know, some might say, well, it hasn't been a change for the good, but it's change. And and sometimes you have to engage with those changes in life to get more out of life.
Yeah.
And then choose, you know, you regulate how much you want to spend on it. But
you don't want to become slaves to these sort of devices and processes. But at the same time, look at what there's some downsides to the fact that maybe we're not catching up in person as often. But on the other hand, in my writing group, I have people from America and the UK. And that's amazing. You know, it's like I can get a whole new perspective from those people that I would never have got if I just went to my local library and that was it. You know, so only ever spoke to people who live in my suburb.
Yes, exactly. So I think
there's a lot of possibility there.
Yeah. Be open. I think it's like have that open mind, be curious as to, you know, maybe, you know, as much as I'm resisting technology and I still want to meet in groups, I might engage with people, like you say, it opens up the world. It's just opened up so much more access to more people, more information, new ideas. And it's just finding the balance with that so that you regulate how much you spend on it, but don't throw it out and then miss the good aspects of what might come into your life from that, because, you know, there's so many things that you can benefit from other people's knowledge, other people's experience, and engaging in these platforms is important.
And I think it's also the other interesting thing I've noticed with engaging in online platforms or online communities, particularly for accountability purposes, like you have a shared goal, whatever that is for that group, and is it really exposes when you are hiding either from yourself or your emotions from other people. Because if you're going to a class in person, you just sort of, you know, you still show up, you put on a good face, you smile, and probably no one is any the wiser to the fact that you had a rough week. But it is surprised, like it doesn't work like that in an online environment. And you'd think, oh, well, you're even more disconnected. They can't see your face, so there's no chance they'll know there's anything wrong. What happens, I find, and for me and also for other people, we've talked about it because every now and then at some point it comes up. What happens when you are in a difficult time, so you're struggling, like maybe with emotional issues or mental health or finance or just life got busy or the family disaster or whatever, you just don't talk. And so it becomes really obvious that when things are going well, you jump in and you chat and you say, yes, I got this done this week and I did this many classes and this, you know, this was all great and that's all lovely. And then when things go sort of pear-shaped or you fall off the cart, you don't chat. You stop checking in and you disconnect. And I think that happens even in person, but we don't realize because we put a face on it because you have to show up.
Yeah.
And in this case, suddenly it's like, well, when you don't have to show up, when things get tough, suddenly you don't. And then there's a gap. And so we had this in this group where no one checked in for a little while. And then one of us came forward and was like, going to just put this out there. It's been a rough week. And everybody chimed in with, oh my God, none of us wanted to say anything, but we're all really struggling, you know?
Yeah.
And it opened up this really sort of complex emotional conversation that you almost couldn't have had in an in-person discussion because you would have all just been, hi, how are you? Yeah, good, thanks. And as soon as you say those rote, learned, automatic responses, which is what you do because that's how social interactions work, it often shuts down the opportunity. Like, it's really hard once you've responded with, yes, fine, thanks. Actually, no, yeah. things have been a disaster this week. You know, yeah. it's like, it's hard to be that vulnerable. But when you're in these chats, so I think, you know, embrace what these offer. Don't look at what they don't. Like, no, you're not going to get to actually physically hug the person or, you know, see their smiling face. But yes, you can now have some of these conversations with a little bit of that social filtering removed, because you've got to put it in words, and that's quite confronting. So, you know, I think there's a lot to be gained.
Yeah, I'm glad you shared
accountability
that.
Groups.
Yeah, definitely, because I'm part of a group that I chose to be in, which is a wisdom sangha group with a group of people in the Northern Hemisphere, and that interaction is so rich. And there was one week I'd got a new computer and I just wasn't ready. I just couldn't get in on that day because I'd had such a horrendous time trying to get all this IT stuff sorted. And I just ended up, you know, putting a little message into the group saying, I'm really sorry, I'm not going to make it. And then the leader came back and said, you don't have to have your video on. Just listen, you don't have to participate. We can hold the space for you just to be there. Just be there. But I couldn't even get in just to be there. But it was not, there are so many ways. And I have had many experiences where I find the experience richer than these in-person meetings for all the reasons you just said. One, when I listened to the recording of that, because I ended up missing that particular one, they just sent me so much love and light. And it brought tears to my eyes when I listened to the recording later, because this group of people held space for me when I was struggling and couldn't be on there. And that seems to be what we do for each other, because there's a vulnerability that's shared and then gives people the opportunity to support. And people really do want to support. But when you just come up with your, yeah, I'm fine, yeah, I had a good week, there's no room for people to take a step forward and support you and go deeper in that emotional connection, whether it's in person or whether it's across the airwaves. It doesn't matter because it's just as tangible.
Yeah.
We still receive it at a soul level. So it's like there's so many rich and meaningful ways that we can embrace technology and all the changes that we're being faced with, and find the good in them.
Yeah, and give yourself both if you can. That's great. Yeah. You know, like, don't just go, well, because I can go to my local studio and participate in a class. Yes, you're very fortunate and that's lovely and do it. But that doesn't mean that you might not also find some value in an online studio with an online group. And do both. And if you can't get to a physical class for whatever reasons, you know, you will not be missing anything in terms of the power of human connection by pursuing online options. And
this is change.
Using that, making yourself be accountable. And that's the hard hurdle in that. And that was like that group where we all went silent for a week. And it was what was supposed to be a daily check-in group. And kind of going, hang on a minute, nobody else is talking. And what does that mean? And the silence, which is weird because it's just text-based chat, right? There's no one actually speaking. But the silence was so much more obvious. It was like if you tried to imagine that in a real life, you know, people showing up in the room together environment, it would be like we all walked into the room and sat down and nobody spoke.
And that doesn't happen.
When you think of that, you realize how uncomfortable and awkward it is to share these things. So it's a really special space sometimes to be able to kind of see people not saying, yeah, they're fine, because when it's behind a keyboard, you don't have to say it. And that's quite powerful. So, yeah, it's just an interesting thing to reflect on and use that and hold yourself accountable to it. Like, make yourself do it. I think, you know, I don't believe in kind of discipline as a like external motivation as a sustainable force for being disciplined. And I think, you know, you need to have some intrinsic interest. But there are some points where, like you said at the start, Sarah, you do just have to kind of make yourself get over it.
Yeah, embrace life. Embrace all the changes that life is offering, even if they're a bit foreign to you, because you don't know the gift that might be there. And as we're talking about change and embracing change, you know, as a human species, we're evolving more quickly than ever, and the world's evolving with us. And it's like, yeah, don't be left behind. Just embrace it all. Because you can have the best of it all without becoming a slave to any of it and have a richer, more meaningful life. Yeah.
And be honest about that too. Like if you're in a group, it's a, you know, it's a Google group or something where, and you're finding it all overwhelming, then just say that. And you'll find that the people will support that, and they will, like Sarah said, they'll hold that space for you, and it will feel inviting to come back when you're ready, rather than just disappearing.
Yeah, it is so, yeah, it is so nice. And we tend to retreat without that support, but, you know, human nature is to want to give, and the highest vibration that we can hold is that of gratitude and being grateful. And if we don't allow people to, if we don't allow people in and give them the opportunity to do something for us, then we limit the opportunities to then be grateful. Mm. The more grateful we can be, the more blessings we can give out. And it's a beautiful cycle that we want more of in this world.
Indeed. So we will let you know a little bit about the plans. We're going to be taking a short break.
Maybe 3 weeks, probably.
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks. Let's say three.
Yeah, three.
We come back early, it'll be a surprise. But plan is to restructure a little bit what we're doing with the podcast and where we're going next, and sort of looking at really that's it, Sarah's court in terms of exploring some new topics, perhaps. And
yeah, I think it's time to just change this up a little bit and embrace much like the conversation we've just had, some new platforms, new discussions, and link those in more to what I'm doing in other areas, so that it becomes a little bit more holistic overall, and I can share with you then, you know, things that I'm doing in the class and things that are on the online studio, and build that more.
And I'll be coming and going still. I won't disappear entirely. But I think we're going to sort of push this more in the direction of really being an excellent augmentation to Sarah's online studio and teaching, and digging into some of those delicious topics.
So expect me to pop up out in nature, and you might hear the birds in the background, you might hear the wind, and I might be caught out in the rain while I'm talking. But it's more spontaneous and to be with you in how I live my life.
Exactly. So have a spontaneous few weeks.
I'm going down for a break for a couple of weeks.
We will talk to you again in the not too distant future.
Yes, we will be back mid-August.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.